That's question four. Question five now. Is the angel of the Lord just an angel, or is he God? There's this interesting character that pops up again and again in the Old Testament called the angel of the Lord. Now, when it says the angel of the Lord, Lord, if your Bible is like many Bibles, Lord will be written in small capital letters. It won't be written just like with regular letters. There's something about the way that Lord is written. When Lord is written that way in the scriptures, it indicates that it's telling you the name of God, Yahweh. The angel of Yahweh, the Lord, appears several times in the Old Testament. And that being is more than an angelic being. He's actually God appearing in some human form. What trips us up with that is that it's called the angel of the Lord, and we're expecting an angel. You know, like people think of a fat baby with wings, or they think of, you know, somebody walking around with big, you know, feathers out of their back. No. Remember that there are human beings, that's you here this evening. There are angelic beings, that's angels and demons for that matter, both faithful and fallen angelic beings. And there is divine being, the divine Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Human beings, angelic beings, and human beings. Now, the word angel, both in Hebrew and Greek, those two biblical languages, that word just simply means messenger. That's what the word actually means. There can be human messengers, there can be angelic messengers, and there can be a divine messenger. The angel of the Lord, when he appears in the Old Testament, is a divine messenger, God himself. You'll see this here. Genesis chapter 16, verses 7, 8, and 9, where we read this. Now the angel of the Lord found her, this is Hagar, by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, where have you come from and where are you going? She said, I am fleeing from the presence of my mistress Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said to her, return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand. Notice here, Hagar escaped to a spring. Maybe she's there just because of the supply of water, afraid to go any further. And the angel of the Lord appears to her and speaks to her. Verse 8, and he said. As far as we can tell here, the angel of the Lord was a physical presence who spoke with Hagar as one person speaks with another. We do not have the impression from the text at all that this was just a spiritual impression or that it was just a voice in her wind, in her mind. No, this was a person physically present with Hagar. And that person was the messenger of the Lord, the angel of the Lord. Now, later on in the text, it'll show that Hagar understood that this physically present person was God himself. She'll say, I've seen God face to face. Now, what do we make of these Old Testament appearances where it seems that God appears to someone in human form? Well, what we would regard this is as a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus Christ. Friends, the Bible teaches us in the Old and New Testaments that there's one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God the Father and God the Spirit are described in terms, especially in the New Testament, that no man has seen them. They're the invisible God. No man can see them. But God the Son, incarnated as Jesus Christ, obviously has been seen. God walked this earth in a physical presence, conceived in Mary's womb, born as a babe in Bethlehem, and living and walking in Galilee and Judea. God has walked this earth in a physical presence. Well, apparently, at these places in the Old Testament, God the Son, Jesus Christ, before his incarnation, appeared in human form to people. And that is the God that people see. You see, John chapter 1, verse 18 says this: "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." Nobody has seen God the Father at any time, but God the Son has declared him. If God physically appeared and spoke as one person to another person in the Old Testament, we understand this as an appearance of the eternal Son, the second person of the Trinity, before his incarnation in Bethlehem. Now, a fascinating question to me would be, what did he look like? Did he look like Jesus would look? And I can give you a categorical maybe to that. I don't know. Could have been. Could have been looked completely different. We don't know. We don't know, but it's fascinating to think about. But this angel of the Lord would later appear to Abraham, later appear to Moses, later appear to Balaam, later appear to Israel collectively, that's in Judges chapter 2, later appear to Gideon, later appear to Samson's parents, later appear to David, and would later appear to Elijah. Many times throughout the Old Testament. But I do find it special that this is the first appearance of the angel of the Lord in the Bible. The angel of the Lord didn't first appear to Noah or Enoch or Abram. He'll reveal himself to Abraham later. But the angel of the Lord first appeared, to a single mother who kind of had a pride problem in her home and was mistreated by the woman who put her in the whole mess. That's who the angel of the Lord appeared to. And that makes us amazed at God's love and grace for the unlikely. All right, that's number 5. Let's do number 6 here, and then we'll maybe take time for any questions that you have here. Question number 6.